Well, briefly today, we need to go over what in the world are these core values. If you are a guest here with us today and you're wondering, is it like this all the time? Most of the time. It's just as crazy without costume as it is with costume. But there's some reasons that we take time in January to go through these principles here at Hillview is because we all need to be reminded of what shaped this church and what keeps us together. If you'll go with me to Romans chapter 12, starting with verse 16, I want to give you attitudes that connect with the connection points here at Hillview. Okay? If you're a guest here today, man, this is a great time to be at Hillview because we're very straightforward about what kind of church we are, who we are, what we believe, and how we live it out. How in the world are we going to live it out? That's the question today. Okay? How in the world do you live it out? Well, let's listen to this scripture. Here's what it says. It says, live in harmony with one another. That's one of the things we try to do here at Hillview. Okay? First thing here at Hillview, you got to wake up to. We're not about everybody being like everybody else. If you're going to participate at Hillview, you cannot demand that everybody become like you. You can expect that everybody will be working on becoming like Jesus. And you got to wake up to this truth. Jesus can take the same truth and express it in different ways through different types of people. How many of you all have seen that? And so Hillview is a church that is multiply diverse. It's got every kind of human being you can imagine in it. And it's thrown open its arms and said, guess what? If you're a human being and you would like to connect to Jesus Christ, we love you. Our arms are open to you. But guess what? We don't want anybody to be exactly alike. Everybody got to give me a head nod. If you grew up in a Baptist church, this is going to be a hard thing for you to get over. Because in a Baptist church, here's, in my opinion, very accurate this time. This is what happened in Christianity. We think sameness is harmony. And sameness is not harmony. If sameness created harmony, then when you went to listen to a great orchestra, there would only be one type of instrument playing the music. But harmony is when different types of instruments that make different sounds come together at the same pitch. Then there's this beautiful harmony of different things expressing each other. That's what we're about at Hillview. All kinds of different folk here, and we love it. We live in a diverse community. In fact, we have several people here that teach at Warren Central High School. Did y'all realize that at Warren Central High School, Warren Central High School flies 26 flags from 26 different nations in this world, in one high school located in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Now, we read last week that God called us to go into the nations. It's interesting to me, when I went to Warren Central High School back when it first opened up, guess what? There were no nations other than Warren Countyans. It was one nation. One nation. It was country folk from Warren County. And now they speak more languages. Hey, it would be hard for me to go to high school because I barely got through English. And they're speaking all kinds of languages now. And that's because God's brought the nations to our back door. You reckon we have a responsibility with that as a church? You better believe we do. And we here at Hillview, we speak 10 different languages in this church. So if anybody asks you, does your church speak in tongues? Yes. We speak Spanish here. We speak Bosnian here. We speak Russian here. We speak Laotian here. We speak some dialects of Cambodian here. We speak Edmondson County here. We speak Barron County here. We speak, all kinds of different languages. And so here's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, our job in a church is to live in harmony with one another. And that means this. Your job as a person in the congregation is to make sure that your neighbor connects and becomes the best person they can be in Jesus Christ. But don't make them like you. Listen, as your all's pastor, I don't want any of you to be like me. It would take a lot of medication for most of you to be me. I'm hard to live with. I don't even like living with myself sometimes, so I wouldn't put that on somebody else. Okay? Your job is to be who you are in Christ. Now, I want you to know, I want to warn you a little bit, this creates people a lot of difficulty in the community of Bowling Green because they've never seen a place where everybody can come and be who they are. And it bothers a lot of religious people. Here's how you'll know the difference between people that are flowing in Jesus and people that are flowing in religion. Okay? Religious people always demand that you act like them. They demand that you believe exactly like them. They demand that you follow the instructions just like them. And here's what I found about religious people. They always add to the rules. I mean, I'm just giving you the truth. If you go back to the Garden of Eden, and if you look at what God said, He said there was a tree in the middle of the garden, okay? He said, don't eat of it. Well, the little snake says, somebody added a rule somewhere. He said, don't eat of it. And Eve said, we can't even touch it. God didn't say you couldn't touch it. He said you couldn't eat it. And see, when you deal with God, He's exact. Do what He says. Now, Hillview, we want you to know we are open to all types of people. The Bible tells us to do this. It says, as a community of faith, live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud. Let me help you with what pride is, okay? You do your way, and that's a good way, but it's not the ultimate, okay? Look at your neighbor and just tell them, I'm not the ultimate. Let's practice it. I know for some of you that are married, it's hard for me to tell that to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I know this is hard for you to believe. I'm not the ultimate. Jesus is. However, I am the ultimate husband for you. But Jesus is the ultimate. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? In other words, here's what getting rid of pride is. It's simply this. I believe that God can do a better job in my life than I can do on my own. See, when we get prideful, we say, God, I got a better plan than you got. And Jesus says, no, I got a plan and I want to bless you. And so what we want to do here at the church is make sure that people get connected to Jesus. Make sense? Make people... Hey, by the way, Amy, did you believe Padgett when he told you that? Because I'm not sure he believed it or not. Young couple over. You didn't think I saw you over there, did you, Padgett? I got you. Look at here. Look at here. God wants us to welcome each other to what He can do. Y'all got... That's the value of this church. Now, some of you say, well, at Hillview, there's people that sometimes don't look real religious. You're right, because guess what? We're going to meet people where they are. Coach Cox, when he first came to this church, well, it's been 3 years ago now, Coach. Coach walked in, he'd never been in a church like this, and he said, you know what? I figured out Hillview Heights Church. I said, great, Coach, tell me, because I've been there for 14 years and hadn't figured it out yet. And he said, you're the only church I've been in that likes sinners. You know, I got to thinking, I said, man, he's right. Not only do we like sinners, we love them. And when we love sinners, God is going to reach out, because guess what? I mean, I was glad to hear that from somebody that hadn't been around Bowling Green, because you know what? We want to be a church that loves sinners so they can meet Jesus, so they don't have to stay where they were. And so that means we love everybody, because I hadn't met anybody yet that hadn't blown it. Even real righteous people blow it. They lie all the time. They lie that they've never sinned. Haven't you noticed? Here's the way we do it in the church. I never will forget this. Let me give you one of my experiences I had. I had a Sunday school teacher, and that Sunday school teacher told us all the time not to drink. As soon as I grow up and got to go to prom, I got to go to the iron skillet. Y'all remember the iron skillet? I mean, the original iron skillet. I walk in the iron skillet, and guess what? There's this dude drinking a glass of wine. Now, see, I would have appreciated if he'd have just been honest with me. And being the kind of person I am, I went up to him. I said, hey, listen, I read the Bible because you made me so mad. I read through the whole Bible. I said, it don't say anything about drinking a glass of wine, but it says a whole lot about being a liar. Huh? I mean, we got to get honest with this thing called living out Jesus. It's not about a lot of the things we've made it about, but it is about falling madly in love with Jesus and getting better. Can somebody say, I get that? And guess what? We're all going to get better at different times. How many of y'all have noticed that? How many of y'all have ever been to a seventh grade classroom? There's a whacked out place. Pastor Shane, he is Superman, man. I went to junior high ministry one time, and they were all listening. Now, let me tell you what. You don't get a group of seventh and eighth graders, especially about 160 of them, to listen without God working a miracle. I'm telling you right there. We can't get one of them to listen in our house. Okay, now watch this. You ready? You ready for this? You ready for this? It's about us falling in love with Jesus and welcoming people where they are so that they can become better with what they are. That's the gospel. And that's all I wanted to tell you today. And I just want to give you some practical things at Hillview, okay? First practical thing, welcome people at all times. Okay, now let's get honest. Are we a small church? No. Okay, then we can't go out there and tell people, well, we're just like a small country church. We're not like a small country church. Small country church doesn't have a parking problem. We do. Small country church, you don't sit bunched in with a bunch of people. We do. A small country church, you don't see people that don't look like you there. You'll see people here that don't look like you. And don't stare too long, because they're staring back too. So you know what I'm talking about? It's about loving people. Watch this. We got people here that ride Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and we got people that ride Hondas. And we welcome both. See what I'm saying? We got people that drive little cars, and we got people that drive Hummers. All in the same parking. Have y'all ever seen our parking lot? Our parking lot just looks just like our worship center. You can get everything from a snot green Pinto all the way up to an emerald green Jag all in our parking lot. Praise be to Jesus. That's the kingdom of God. That Jesus would be Lord. Amen. That's worth clapping over, by the way. That's actually happening here. Now, is that easy to do? It takes God to do it. Y'all realize here at Hillview, if the Holy Spirit left, we'd kill each other in 5 minutes. So we got to stay dependent on who? Holy Spirit. Now, folks, here's what I want you to know. Jesus wants to get in your life, and He wants to make a difference in your life. And here's what we're about here at Hillview. Look, we got to live like this. Don't be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. I'm going to tell you right now, you want to live a miserable life, just think you're better than everybody else. And you and I have grown up in a world that teaches us that we ought to think we're better than everybody else. And that's a bunch of baloney. We're all in this journey together. I told somebody the other day, he drove a truck, and he said, man, I don't have an important job. I said, really? I said, well, if you don't drive that truck, they don't get those supplies, they don't sell those goods, and nothing happens. Everybody's connected to everybody. I love people that are in the trash business. Because if they didn't, have you ever seen the trash folk go on strike in New York? New York and all of its fine pride is brought to its knees in 2 days. You see, everybody's got an important part, and I think we ought to treat everybody very importantly. I know that's a dream, and y'all can kind of look at me and say, well, that's an idealistic kind of approach. No, that's a biblical approach. To welcome one another and treat each other with value because Jesus does. Now look at here, you ready? And he said, don't repay anyone, don't repay evil for evil. Here's a guarantee at Hillview. If you stay here longer than 12 months, you will be offended about something. Guarantee it. Is that straight up enough? I will tick you off. I have that kind of personality. Because I just tell it like it is. And sometimes we get a lot of church people in here. They don't stay long. Really, the people that have been to church a long time, they don't stay long in Hillview. You know why? Because they want it their way, and we want it God's way. And it's just too big a break for them. They go, well, y'all don't have such and such program. When are you going to get it? Is never. Clear enough? Well, I'm leaving and going to the church that's got the program I want. See ya. And then they get mad. They get mad. Well, you don't care if I leave? No. Because it's about loving God. It's about being a part of God. It's not about a part of some little precious program. It's a part of being a part of a kingdom that conquers everything. And it's that real. And by the way, I just think Hillview's worked for 16 years. Used to, I wondered if it's going to work. Now I know it does. I know that the truths that in this book will set us free. How many of y'all find that to be true? And if you'll live them and apply them and live out by some of these values, guess what? It comes together and it works together. So I just want to give you some heads up, man. What's Hillview about? Making sure those who don't know Jesus know Jesus. Hanging out with one another in such a way that we get better together. Does that make sense? And so you got to welcome people. Now here's one thing we got to improve at Hillview. 07 improvement. You got to talk to people in this church. It's a big church. You're not going to know people by sitting there going, when are they going to come and talk to me? It won't happen. You got to say, you know what? I'm going to ask so-and-so how long they've been here. They go, how long have you been here? How long have you been here?
4 years.
4 years. And you have survived? Did you get the 4-year t-shirt?
Not yet.
Okay, it's coming. Probably in the mail. Survived Hillview for 4 years. Linda, how long have you survived Hillview? 15 years. 15 years. You didn't leave? Let me ask you a question. Be really honest with me. I'll never get embarrassed. You ever been offended?
Yes.
Yes. And you didn't leave?
No.
You know why? You're mature. If the pastors had to leave every time church members offended us, we'd quit every week. So we have to live by this verse that it's not about us. It's not about our personal ideas. It's not about our personal preferences. It's really about following Jesus Christ. And it's about people getting better in Jesus. Everybody cool with that? Okay, now I'm going to wrap it up here. Here's what he said. Now, be careful and do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Do your best to do what's right. You know, if I cuss somebody out as their pastor, would that be right? Y'all didn't say no. Don't give me ideas. Y'all need to step up. No. I mean, what if I just gave somebody a good cussing as your pastor? Would y'all appreciate that? I'm going to be real honest with you. I felt like doing that a couple times over 16 years. But guess what I knew? Is that what is right? Is that what is best? Would that further the kingdom of God? No. Would it make me feel better? Yes, but it would not further the kingdom of God. Now y'all kind of got that? Lindsay, is this making sense? I'm getting down to the practicality of living out faith. Do what is right. Do what is best. And so let me help with y'all some stuff, okay? Listen, here's the thing. When you lead a church, you're never going to make a decision that makes everybody happy. Y'all cool with that? How many of y'all lead stuff in your life? You got to lead stuff. Come on. If you're married, you're leading something. Husbands, get your hand up. Let me ask you a question, husbands. How many of y'all have ever made a decision you thought it was going to make your wife happy, and it didn't? And y'all have had that experience? Great. Boy, all the hands went up now. Honey, don't bat your eyes. This is going over. I like that's never happened to you. Read this right here. Do not be. No, look at here. Look at it. It happens to all of us. And I'm sure that Elizabeth made a decision before, and I didn't appreciate it, and she had a good heart trying to do the right thing. Guarantee it. Sometimes as pastors, guess what we got to do? We got to make a decision. I just want y'all to understand how the church works. Do y'all realize that when we make a decision, we got to make a decision for about 6,000 or 7,000 people here? And so guess what? I'm just going to be real straightforward. We won't always get what you like in that decision. But we have to do the best with our tiny, small brains in a big prayer life to make the decision that's going to bless the best to everybody. Does that make sense? Do we always get it right? Nope. But when we choke, guess what we tell you? We choked, and we need to do this. So how many of y'all are willing to live with that? It's that kind of honesty that makes this church work. It's that kind of honesty. And the reason I take the first of the year being that kind of honest is because it blows people away. Watch this. I'm known as a very radical pastor in the United States. Blows me away. You know why I'm radical? I shoot it straight. I think it's a shame that a guy like me is a radical pastor because I just tell it like it is. And people get mad about that. Here's why. They'll go, well, Pastor Steve, you're not politically correct. Lord, no, but I'm saved. I've never been politically correct. You all don't know all the things the Holy Spirit stops me from saying as I preach. You see what I'm talking about? We got to get down in this thing and live it out in a real way. Now, everybody should have been given their core values because here's the bottom line. Got Coach Sullivan here today. He's a bottom line guy. Coach, here's the bottom line. It said this. As far as it's possible, and as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So that's really simple right there. Guess what it says? You do your best job to get along with whoever is next to you. Now, let me give you some heads up here. You cannot control another person. Everybody go, thank God. I can't control the actions of another person, but guess what? As best as it depends on me, what's our job in the church? I want to make it happen. The best it depends on who? Me. I can't control so-and-so, but I can control how I react to what? So-and-so. Look at Miss Pink. She's nodding her head. Miss Pink, am I in some good stuff here? It's good. Did you hear that? Not only is this sermon from God today, it has been Miss Pink certified. You ought to listen to that. She's been around a couple of decades. Miss Pink, have you gone through some changes at Hillview since 1957? Yeah. We're doing some more, aren't we? You ever been offended? Not really. She's probably telling the truth. Because she just wants people to be saved. I use Miss Ping as an example because I'm glad she's among us. Because I figure someone that's lived as long as she has, if she can handle a little rock and roll in her worship, then why not the rest of us? And she didn't grow up with rock and roll. Did you, Miss Pink? She grew up in East Tennessee. She didn't grow up. They wasn't, Elvis wasn't even, watch this. Elvis hadn't happened when Miss Pink was born. And Miss Pink outlasted Elvis. Now, that ought to tell you about her. You know, he might be the king of rock and roll, but she's the queen of Hillview. There you go. All right, so yeah. Makes sense? All right, everybody got this? Give me a head nod. This is one of them head nod sermons. Did you all get the practicality of living this out? So guess what? Hillview, Mark Hill has a line. Pastor Mark Hill has a line, and I think it describes Hillview better than a few that I've heard. This is not an easy place to live, but it's a blessed place to live. And here's what I've found in my life. Easy usually doesn't mean much. Young people, some of the teachers that I could not stand in school. They were tough, they were hard, have become the best teachers in my life. You know, at the present moment, I was like, why do you act like this? 25, 30 years later, I went, man, I'm glad they did, because they shaped me. They wouldn't lay off. Some of the preachers that I respect the most in my life thumped me the hardest as I was coming along. And some of the ones that I respect the least would have rather for me to like them at the moment than tell me the truth of God's Word. It's tough, but it's effective. So does that make sense? So let me really break it down. At Hillview, this is not our objective. We don't want everybody to leave Sunday morning and go like this. Wow, he was just really neat and awesome, and God was just like really blessing my heart, and I felt so gratified and mighty-sized and energized. Gosh, can y'all imagine me acting like that? You see, because we got that third connection point. Connect to Jesus, be a part of the community, and get to the truth, because that's where the freedom is. Then I get healed. I become healthy, and I develop in what God intended me to be anyway. How many of y'all got a core value sheet, and I'll be finished? How many of y'all got one of those little? Everybody get one of these? Da-da-da-da. I'm not going to read every one of you to you, but I want you to see some things that are important here. Connect people to Jesus. Get to Bible study. Honor the leaders in the church. Love one another. And the last one, I think, is the most important one in Hillview. Passionately enjoy the ministry. Why in the world would you want to follow Jesus and have a boring life? You know what I mean, John? I mean, I don't want. Here's the reason I follow Jesus. It's the best life I know. Joe Osteen has written a book that said it's the your best life now. And I say, well, that's okay, Joe. That's great. Yeah, this is the best life I know now. But let me tell you about Jesus. It's in a better life's coming. Maybe that's going to be the sequel to that book. Okay, you got the best possible life in Jesus you can have here on earth, but what's really enjoyable, what I've seen here, is nothing compared to what I'm going to be and see and become in heaven. So I think we ought to kick it up and enjoy the deal. What do you think? All right, I'm finished today. Did everybody understand this today? Did it make sense? Bob Jenkins, you are the professor of core values. There's only one man out of 6,000 people in this church that has memorized the core values. Bob Jenkins. And he can quote them to you. He's even got them numerically lined up, Claypool. What do you think about that? I don't know. Did you memorize some of them?
Part of them.
Which one do you know most?
The first one.
Thank you. If you don't know the rest of the core values, how many of you can say this? Connect people to Jesus. That fills out the rest of them. Cool deal? Has everybody understood, Mr. Manley? Have I been clear today? You're a coach. Did we coach the team up right today? There we go, man. We're rolling. Coach Hayes, we're on a mission. And I'm going to give you the bottom line of our mission. Nobody goes to hell from Hillview. Nobody. You come in Hillview, you're going to hear about Jesus Christ. We're going to welcome you where you are. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I drink all the time. That's fine, you come, we're going to give you a drink of new wine, Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. I am a businessman, and I've swindled thousands of people out of millions of dollars. Don't worry about that. We got a man named Zacchaeus. He did the same thing, and Jesus had dinner with him. Pastor Steve, you don't understand. I'm a woman that's been kind of, you know, I've kind of snuck around. I said, girl, let me tell you, I know what you're talking about. I know that girl's name. Her name is Woman at the Well. And Jesus gave her a new drink of water. Doesn't matter what you've been caught in or what you've done, Jesus wants to take you to heaven. How many of y'all realize that? So I would enjoy this ride. Stand with me. We're going to have a moment at the altar. We're going to let a bunch of good-looking folks in here. Y'all go ahead and give yourselves a hand today. You just listen well, and I appreciate you. Appreciate you. If you need to come to a relationship with Jesus Christ today, this altar's open. These pastors are here, and they want to talk to you, and they want to love on you. And guess what? They want you to come and know Christ. That's the most important thing that can happen today. Secondly, 9:30, you all been stepping it up here at the altar. Have you noticed the atmosphere and change in this service? Come on, you either have or you hadn't. You all tell me. I've noticed a difference at the 9:30 service here in the last 2 months. You know why? That's a direct result of people getting out of their seats and praying and connecting and getting this thing real, okay? We're ready to roll. I mean, y'all need to understand, Chris Allen was on stage today here at Hillview. Things are changing, amen? And Chris, I want to thank you. 80 degrees in January, I am with that all the way. Keep it up, buddy, keep it up. All right, let's pray together. Lord, right now we ask you to send your spirit of conversion, your spirit of connection, your spirit of new life through this congregation right now. And then listen, just listen up. You can feel God if he's talking to you. You can feel God wanting to touch you. If you've never asked Jesus in your life, why don't you tell him today, Jesus, I know I need you. I know I've not done what I'm supposed to do, but I know you want to come into my life. Now just ask him, Lord Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sin. I want to live a new way, and I'm going to trust you to show me how to do it. What do you think God will do? He'll show you how to do it. Just ask him. And then you need to be baptized if you've made that decision. That's important to be confirmed and recognized, like Brandon was today in the baptistry, that yes, this is real, and I want to tell the world about it. Maybe you need to come today and just tell the world, I believe you're real, Jesus. You know what? How many of y'all got some people in your life? You can look at me. We can pray with our eyes open. How many of y'all got some people in your life you already know you don't like? I do. I got some people I already know I don't like. Guess what people I have, watch my life. Guess what people I like least on the face of the earth? Religious people. And who do I have to bump into and interact with all day long? You want to send me to hell? Just drop me where 150 pastors are gathered. And I look around and say, why are you guys so close-minded? Why can't you all have some fun? Why do you think you're better than everybody else? You sin just like everybody else. I've been with you when we did it. Why can't we wake up and say, we all need Jesus? And I said, Lord, I got to love like you've taught me to love. And sometimes that's hard, but it doesn't matter that it's hard. But the good news is it's possible in Jesus. Make sense? So I'm asking you to come and just let the Lord touch you today. I do know this. In the name of Jesus, God made every one of you. And every one of you is worthy for heaven. And nobody here was built for hell. Every one of you were made to be with God. Sin has separated us from God, and God has put truth in our lives. I want you to know, there is nothing impossible in this room. There is nothing that can't be worked out in this room. So come and let Jesus have his way, all right? I'm not worried about the other service right now. Guess what? They'll get in here when we get in here. We're going to go back to being Hillview. We're going to go back to being Hillview. Claypool, did we ever worry about a clock? No, never had one. I want God to do what he's got to do. You know, if you need a real smooth 40-minute service, we got those churches in town. I want you to know Jesus. I want this church to be like the University of Florida played the national championship. I'm serious. I've never seen so much passion on a football field in all my life. Guy's helmet comes flying off. Guy's helmet comes flying off his head. Defensive lineman, helmet comes flying off his head. Nothing but dreadlocks flowing in the air. And he goes and makes the tackle. He said, with or without my helmet, I will win. That's the attitude I hope gets in Hillview. Whatever it takes, in the name of Jesus, may the world know He's real. Let's get back to that Hillview. Amen. I think we've gotten away from that a little bit. From our original, we used to be like the University of Florida kind of attitude there. Whatever it takes, we want you to know Jesus. Yeah. That's why Pastor Steve went and sat in clubs at the beginning of this church. I'm not talking 4-H club either. And all the other pastors said, can you believe he's doing that? He's disgracing the ministry. I didn't argue with him. I'd already disgraced the ministry a long time ago. Do you know what? We got a lot of great praise and worship singers from them sit downs. And you know what I drank when I was in the club? Water. Now, if the Lord had changed that to wine, there would have been nothing I could have done about the situation. So I set water at the table and I said, Lord, it's up to you tonight. It's your choice of what should happen. And he looked at me and he said, Harris, I'm going to keep your water because you're bad enough with no toxins in your body at all, okay? It's meeting people where they are and loving them like God intended to be. Then pray with me one more time, Lord, as we release this service. I pray for people right now that are going to be saved, and I welcome them to the kingdom. I pray for people that are going to be baptized, and I celebrate with them. And Lord, I just pray some will come. And Lord, I pray for folks who've been in Hillview a long time. Father, I thank you for people like Linda, been here 15 years. Others like Claypool that pulled in the parking lot the second Sunday and hadn't left yet. God, for some people that have gutted it out along the way. And Lord, as the days go by, I want to thank them for being faithful. And so, Lord, right now at this altar, I pray that there just be a spirit of faithfulness fall on us. Balcony, it's so cool. Those steps are there, man. Thank God. Just come on down. God wants us to open up in prayer in a real way. And just come. And if you've never been to the altar, it's fine. It won't bite you, I promise. And you come and just let God touch you. The altar's open. Come, let's pray. Let's receive Christ. Let's be baptized. Let's pray for healing. Let's just let God have this moment at the altar, okay? In the name of Jesus, it's open. You come right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.